shit.
Hi, everyone. I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie. And you're listening to So That's a thing, where we bring you our take
on some random
hot shit. You're going down, down, baby. You're shooting in a Range Rover.
I don't know.
Go. It's our last one.
It is. Happy finale.
How's it going, Angela? Oh, you know, I just happy to be here.
Getting ready for the holidays.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes. Shout out to our friend, Ferg.
Hey, Ferg.
Angie Bajo, as she goes these days. I always think of her this time of year because she loves the Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé?
It's just a look on your face.
A Bublé.
She loves him so much, and she loves his Christmas album. And there's like whatever song it is that starts, and he's like, Merry Christmas, ladies. And they're like, Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé. She just always goes around like, Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé. So, Merry Christmas, well, Mr. Bublé.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ferg.
And Merry Christmas to all of our friends.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Even though it's a month away.
Yes.
A little over a month away.
When this comes... No. Not when this comes out.
What was that? Ow!
When it comes out.
Out! It'll be less than a month away. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas a month away. We've talked about this on previous episodes.
Okay.
Maybe not hundreds, but a lot about the Dolly and Kenny
Christmas album. Yes.
And I was about to ask, like, what was your favorite Christmas album growing up? But then I figured that was probably that
Christmas
one.
Christmas to Remember.
Yeah.
With Kenny and Dolly.
Tahoski Chalet.
That's right.
Some wild, restless winters win.
Dude, if I'm like all stressed out about the holidays, my husband will totally put that song on. I'm like, oh, you got me.
He knows. Made this a Christmas to remember. Springtime feeling. I know it's gonna be stuck in my head.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, but like I would say my one next to that. Like if he had to choose. If you're gonna make me choose.
Okay.
The Muppets Christmas album we listened to a lot in the car on our way to Missouri. For the holidays.
Heck yeah.
And it was the
John Denver and
yes, the John Denver and the Muppets mm-hmm. one. And it was mm-hmm. if you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless mm-hmm. you. Yeah.
Yep.
It was
yep.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Yep.
Piece of put a penny in the old man's hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
Anyways, mm-hmm. so okay.
It's a good time. I love the Muppets at Christmas.
Yeah.
There's the classic, did you guys, this is my husband's childhood memory of the Emmett Otter.
Oh, yes, and the Jugman.
Yeah, and the Jugman. Yeah. And they're like that dirt ball band.
Yes.
That is the, and like their competition.
They play the washboards or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, and we've talked about the Dominic the Donkey.
Hee haw, hee haw.
Dominic the Donkey.
Hee haw, hee haw.
What is it? Anyways.
That's the best.
Yeah. So.
Well, this is our final episode before the holidays. So, you know, Merry Christmas.
Unless we find that lost episode.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we haven't really discussed that lost episode.
Gotta go searching. gotta go digging. Gotta go into the mines.
No, stop it.
Gotta go into the mines.
You're making it weird.
Gotta go deep.
Ew.
Dark and moist.
Ew, stop it. So gross. You're so gross.
I try.
Well, I had something to talk about, but now you made it gross.
Well, no, I'll make it better.
Okay,
you
so I haven't.
Made this Christmas to remember.
So it's not a holiday show, but a show to watch over the holidays. I've been watching a show called Bodies.
Okay.
And I really like detective type style shows.
Sure.
And I watch a lot of that style of TV. and investigator, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so Bodies is, I don't want to give anything away, but there are four main characters, but each one of them is set in a different, so far, that each one is set in a different time period in time. So there's investigating going on, and there's like murder and all that stuff.
Murder.
New York's hottest club. Netflix hottest show.
Bodies.
Yeah. Totally. But it's really good. I recommend it. There is a scene where there's like an autopsy from like the 1800s.
Okay.
Definitely recommend closing your eyes on that one. Yeah. It's pretty gnarly. Yeah. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, but it's really good. I like it.
I started watching the Beckham docuseries.
Oh, is it any good? I've seen the ads for it or whatever. Yeah. And it looks reality TV.
It is, but it's kind of... It's really kind of cool. I will say, right, we joke. I know we've joked about this before, too, where you're like, you're getting paid a lot of money. Yeah. Do your fucking job. Yeah. Like, when you're talking about athletes, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's really about him and kind of his career and how he came about. Yeah. And, you know, how him and Victoria got together and what they had to go through. And they truly are an adorable couple.
There is going to be the new saga, because I keep thinking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Trailer. Like, yeah.
No, they can't call them Trailer.
That's what they're calling them. Yeah. Trailer or Tavis. Yeah.
Tavis is way better just because Trailer...
Sounds like trash. Taylor Swift, maybe, if you're listening, we're so sorry we didn't call you trash.
No, you're not trash.
The media did. You are a queen.
Yes. Or trailer for like a movie. Eras movie trailer.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. But I've been thinking about, not that I've been thinking about them, but I'm just thinking about like, you know, like you have like a super, cause she just became like a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Yeah. So like she is like super famous, and then like he's like an athlete. Yeah. You know, that's like really popular.
Yeah.
Like, he won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, same thing with like the Beckhams, you know, like she was a Spice Girl. Yeah. Like famous. It's almost the
exact, the exact same story. Just
crazy, you know,
their football. Athlete. It's like, and it's football for both of them.
Right,
like,
Yeah.
Like, but that's exactly, and I will tell you, it didn't even cross my mind. The parallel between the two. Like, I've been so caught up in the whole Travis and Taylor, you know, love story and everything. And it's just like, I haven't. Here's the thing, because it's
just so funny. We don't like,
but it's like love is real. Like, it's like, it's like, here is this man, right? Like, because I feel like Taylor was always kind of this, like, not a nerdy girl, but like she loved her music and she got shat on by like the Justin Biebers of the world and the, you know, and the Kardashians hated her and Kanye thought she sucked. And like,
that was terrible.
Like she went through all of these things and then she, you know, her music got, you know, kind of basically stolen out from under her from Scooter Braun and she built herself back up and she's kind of this, she's a camp mom. She's just kind of this like nerdy person, right? And like, here's the hot man of the football team who like had this dating show and all this like.
I thought it was so funny. I saw him doing a credit card commercial the other day. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's Taylor's influence. She's like, oh, honey.
You got to get into this Capital One money.
Yeah,
you got to get some of this money.
Yeah,
you got to get some of these advertisements, babe. You're going to play with the big dogs. Big
girl's porch. She's like, I'm no dummy. And, you know, that is so funny. I don't mean to cut our conversation short about what, because we're great, but I have to tell you about my topic right now because it is completely appropriate for what we are discussing.
Okay, well, right, I was just going to say that this makes me believe in love. So I do not think that our topics are the same. Molly was very, very concerned that we came with the same topic tonight, even though last episode she completely made up a topic that I never did.
Well, because I know what a big Taylor Swift fan you are.
Love her.
I was concerned that you had this topic.
Oh.
Because there is going to be, in spring of 2024 at UC Berkeley, a Taylor Swift business class that you can take on a course to study the pop icon.
Take because my of money.
Because of like everything that we were just talking about.
Yes.
And how successful she is. Berkeley has made a course doing this, following the success of her Eras tour and her Taylor's Version project. Yes. So
she truly is. I'm going to let you go. But yeah. Like, she is just...
That is so weird.
It's almost
that...
inhuman. Like, the two of... It's almost like this, like, elevated love story, right? Of, like...
Well...
Like, she even talked about, like, I'm the girl that wears t-shirts, right? And I don't date the guy on the football team.
Okay,
and,
well, like... let me say this. And I think we could probably say the same about, like, Rihanna and, like, some other female artists that have a good head on their shoulders to know what good business decisions are and may in certain
that stay true to yourself.
Like, like in certain instances, like I know like with Taylor Swift, like she got taken advantage of for like some of her music.
Right.
But then I heard the other day that Kelly Clarkson gave her the advice of just re-release it.
That's why she re-recorded all of her Taylor's versions.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, like, and being right place at the right time,
yes.
like being able to take advantage of all of that, you know, is just something that I think hopefully... I mean, these are people that are in generations younger than us that are given the opportunity to be able to take advantage of that now.
Well, you know? Yes. And I think each generation sets it up for the one to come, right? Because like Taylor's talked a lot about how like a Shania Twain really helped to direct women into the country because she started as a country music singer, right? Like, so there's all of like how that... You know, the generation before is to give back. But yeah, anyway, sorry.
I think that it's really
But I
really
think she
cool.
also surrounded herself with the right people.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I can't imagine what it takes to run some type of conglomerate like that. So,
I guess you can learn.
Yeah. Right?
So, given the Eras Project's huge success, which has made Taylor Swift a billionaire, the course is being offered by Berkeley's Haas School of Business. It will be called the Artistry and Entrepreneurship, Taylor's Version.
Oh,
is what they threw that in there.
That.
Yeah, so that's starting in the spring.
That's
so
adorable.
The course's syllabus states that Swift's ability to connect with listeners is unparalleled.
Yeah.
Through lyricism, branding, and craft, the class will explore how art and authenticity create enduring value and a viable enterprise. So, like,
that
just,
so
like,
cool.
all of those aspects that, like, that we all see in the public as well. Like, you know, like, I imagine that she's not perfect, but...
Right.
But, like...
And she isn't. Like, she shows her flaws a lot of times, I feel.
Right.
Like, or,
and,
you know...
And also, like, the authenticity, I think. And, you know, for someone that loves music as much as
yes.
I do, I really can... set aside a separate compartment of love, like people that I really love in music because they write their own stuff, you know, because
and they produce
they,
it. They,
yes,
they
that,
can play the instrument.
Exactly.
They, can,
they are playing the
they
song,
are,
the acoustic version
yes.
that they can play.
Yes.
You know, and I have a lot of respect for that. Not that I think that people that play other people's music are any less of a musician or anything like that. It's just a separate part for me in my music catalog.
Yes.
Where it's like, this
if you
is
were
an,
to rank them, I would
this
rank
is
this
my,
higher.
You know,
because,
they, well,
yeah.
or they're just, it's just different
because
they're their own artists.
Yes.
So this class, it will be a cross section of literature, economics, business, and sociology, and her impact as an artist as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the impact that she's had across the world is like
phenomenal.
Insane. And it does, I think, can show for some sort of like business aspect of it as well.
So I will tell you, and I don't know if this is included in your thing or not, so I hope I'm not spoiling.
No, you're all good.
But I was reading on, first of all, I did think it was genius that she had the movie. Right.
Yeah.
And because people are like, well, is it like a document? No, it is her concert, right?
Yeah.
It's not, they cut out a lot of the, right?
We didn't
like,
see behind the scenes.
You didn't see, yeah,
like
all of the, you know, maybe the 2 minute instrumentals while she changes her outfit into something else. And there was other songs that were cut out of it
that
for time
so cool.
and, you know, whatnot. But like, you know, she put this out there for those because every stadium tour was sold out, right? Right. And and plus they were expensive, right? Like, I mean, some of the, because of the whole Ticketmaster BS, right? It just got to be tickets were expensive. Well, I think
she probably did it because of that as well.
But so they were talking about how, you know, usually what you do is you have a production company that has the movie, and then that production company goes and they sell your movie to the theaters, right? And all this kind of stuff. And they were like, she cut out that middleman. Like, she didn't have a studio selling her movie to anyone. She just said, I'm Taylor fucking Swift. Like, I'm going to make a movie. I'm going to hire a director and some people make a movie. And we're going to sell you the movie for X amount of dollars to be done at AMC. And they were like, done.
Yep. Yeah. Who says
cut out the middleman?
Who says no to Taylor Swift?
Well, and they said, though, that this could change the course of how movies come out now in the future, because you don't have to have a studio behind you. You can go straight to the theater now and just be like, let's cut a deal.
Or just the opportunity for a musician to, yes, they have their live tour that they're doing. They have their albums that are being put out there, or their, you know, sales to like audio
services. It's a whole nother level.
And this is a whole other thing. People that can't afford to buy tickets for the live show or live anywhere near where she's performing or an artist is performing can instead pay to see it at a theater.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
it's
the way for the future.
It is. But I mean, I think that's super smart.
Yeah.
If you don't study that.
Now,
right?
I have to say, like, Beyonce has done, like, a movie before. She's done that too. Yeah. Those are really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't, like, a brand new concept, but I think, like, the hype of, you know, Taylor Swift in 2023.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to do this for our last episode, too, because I was, like, round out the end of the year. And that being said, she is not the first cultural icon that has done this in their career that has had a class written about them. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
there has been classes taught on the Beatles.
I was going to say they have
Madonna, Bad Bunny.
Really?
Of course on them. Yeah. And Harry Styles, which of course.
Of course. Right.
I mean, that's just a,
But if you think about, I mean, it's everywhere from, you know, like even from a Taylor perspective, and I'm sure for everyone else, you know, the Rihannas and the Beyoncés and all those, you know, of the world, right? Like, you have to have the right, like, Tree Payne is Taylor's publicist, like PR person, right? Like, and they've had that relationship. Like, that's a grown relationship. But I mean, for her to even on that level, right, of superstardom kind of a thing, like, how do you protect and what type of just sorcery goes into where you can't even show up to a friend's wedding because people find out and then it's crowded, right? Like, and how do you separate real life from that? And
I can't
imagine. That's
got to be such a crazy juggling act.
Yeah, well, and I think I've talked before, like I watched there was a Pink documentary and it was the same thing as like, she's like, oh yeah, who cares that I just sold out Wimbledon Stadium? She's like, my 3-year-old's still up and you know, he doesn't care that mommy just put on a show for all her friends and family.
We're potty training this weekend.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. So I just think, but I think that's super cool. Like, we'd be stupid not to
Berkeley
study
students.
Something like that.
Berkeley
yeah.
students, you can take a course on Taylor Swift next year. Yeah.
Love that. Oh, I think
so
that's
what
so
do
sweet.
You have this week?
Well, mine is cute.
Okay,
I think too. Yeah, like I feel like, but it's not that. I didn't know. I'm so happy.
Well, then I'm glad because I was really hesitant to do it because I was like, this is Angie's topic. Like, she has this. And I was like, so I wasn't going to do it, but I was like, on the off chance that Angie doesn't know about this Taylor Swift
thing. Yeah, I didn't know about it.
Then I can't not do it.
But this, okay, so this is where I think, okay, I've just got goosies. So this is where, like, I think this is kind of cool because, okay, so like, I mean, you're a Taylor Swift fan, but like I.
Right, of course.
Obviously go a little bit deeper.
Of course,
into
absolutely.
Mine is a little bit tied to the Great British Baking Show. Oh, that you.
I do love the Great British Baking
Show.
Turn
me on to.
It's like one of my favorite shows.
I know.
All right. Well, tell me.
So I feel like we.
Oh, my God. It's kind
That's
of
why when you were like, I think we have the same topic. I'm like, motherfuck, we might. Like, I'm sure Molly's going to do something about the Great British Baking Show.
Tell me. Tell me.
Okay.
Tell me.
So So
if you talk about Noel and the fact that he's old Greg, I already know.
No, I know. No. This really doesn't, it's kind of tied to the show, but not really. Okay. So hot off the press. Mm-hmm. Like this just came out yesterday. Like the article was written a day ago.
Ooh.
Correct.
Hot off the presses. Well.
Extra, extra.
Two weeks ago when this is out, but.
Okay. Hey, Subway, you want to buy a pen? I love that movie, Newsies. I watched it all the time growing up. Anyways. Okay. So, we watched The Great British Baking Show.
Yes, yes.
How many times have you watched and been like, I want to know what that tastes like?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, more like, yeah, definitely in the sense of like, oh, I want to make that because I want it in my mouth.
In my mouth. Yes, right.
Of course. Absolutely.
But what if, Molly, what if you could taste what the judges taste at the same time?
How?
I'm glad you asked.
Tell me more.
Like, does he have a cough?
Tell me more.
So, there is a team of scientists led by a professor by the name of Alan Chalmers.
Okay.
In Warwick, at Warwick University.
Okay.
In London, England, in the UK. Out over there.
Yeah.
That has created a new device that has the capability to take the flavor profile of any food and recreate it into liquid form.
What?
Right in your motherfucking mouth.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So.
Explain more.
Professor, I will, Kathy. I feel like I'm on one of those. Like,
tell me more.
Yeah. So it doesn't really have a name yet or anything like that. But this Professor Chalmers is a huge fan of The Great British Baking Show.
It's like, I want to taste that shit.
And he was like, I need to figure like what, and it kind of like started coming into his mind. He's a scientist, and he started thinking about, this was a direct quote from him that said, what if you could have those recipes in your home device?
Okay.
And then when the judge tries it, you can have a little squirt of it yourself.
So glad now my answer is no.
Wait, I was like, I gotta make sure that's his quote.
So is it like a like Star Trek like food simulator?
Well, we're yeah. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about it here. You're on the edge of your seat. So humans basically, so the way that Professor Chalmers explained this is that humans experience flavors based on five tastes.
Okay.
Sweet.
Okay.
Sour. Mm-hmm. Bitter. Salty.
Mm-hmm.
And umami.
Right.
Simmons skin roll. Simmons skin roll. Which umami is savoriness.
Right.
Okay. So those are the five things that we taste. So he said, couple that with the feel, like what is the texture and the feel in your mouth and an aroma, then that is how you get to taste food, right? Like sometimes we do have to have smell to go along.
Well, yeah, with, if but you like, have a sinus infection and your nose is stuffed up, you can't don't really taste jack
right,
shit. And
right.
Then it's a very sad day.
So basically, this device that he has created, it kind of looks like, I'm trying to think how I'd call it, like, you know how they had those old abacuses, right? Yes. Like you would move, I'm going to put three.
Yeah, yeah.
It, like that, but vertical.
Okay.
Okay, so you have like, let's picture like syringes, okay? So there's like five or six different syringes.
Okay.
That are all filled with a chemical, a food-safe chemical that has been food factory approved, which is like their FDA or whatever.
Okay.
They're all filled with a chemical that are within kind of those taste areas.
Okay.
And you adjust each one to a very specific spot to get the flavor in a liquid format that then goes
sounds
into your mouth.
Like crazy shit.
Well, it is crazy shit. So if I would say like picture like, right, like a cut, like not necessarily a color wheel, but like, when you're in the Word document and you're changing the color or something, or like on your phone, right, they give you sometimes that big circle and you can move your cursor around to different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's basically what, like you move, and when the color that you land on is made up of all different colors to get you to that spot.
Here is your Moulin Rouge, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, he was just trying to get this device. So he's saying that you can have this device at home and you would have a computer that would have the recipe, right? You would type in the recipe mm-hmm. or they would have whatever recipes right. in there, and you would say, this is what I want. And it would beep, beep, beep.
This is like some Star Trek shit.
Right. And it would push out the amount of chemical of each food chemical and combine it and then
each food chemical.
Put it in your mouth. And then
put it in your mouth. Suck them in, suck them in, suck them in. I say that so much at my house around the Christmas time. Suck them in. Chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth.
Oh my god.
Suck them in, suck them in, suck them in. Sorry.
So anyways. Now, and so he basically said that within a matter of like a minute, you could go from tasting a fettuccine Alfredo to a shrimp cocktail to like a cake. So like,
okay,
as you put all this
in. I don't
think
I want like shrimp cocktail sprayed in my mouth.
So that was my thought too.
Like some of like, it seems like
ugh. I'm a very like I'm a very texture person. So like to me,
this is bumpy. That is your social life.
We've lost all control. It's the last episode of the season.
Oh my god! Awesome.
What are they about?
I love it.
Anyways, so like, I mean, but so that was kind of my thought too, is that like you got to make sure this shit is precise, like, right? Because if you're just even a little bit off, like, yeah. Lord knows what
you're
that
making
flavor,
the trifle that Rachel right? made on Friends.
Layer of sauteed peas and carrots, or
beef and onion, sauteed peas and carrots.
Yeah, so like. I feel like it's high risk, I don't know, like it's a risky thing.
I mean, that's really cool because everybody always like says like, oh, I wish we could yes. have like smell-o-vision yes. or like taste-o-vision apparently.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so that's basically what they're trying to do. And he did say, so this part I thought was super cool because he said that like if they could get enough money to get enough research behind it, right, then they could, he said it could be as avail, like it could be as, what's the word I'm looking for? Like standard in every home as like a printer, right? Like a, sure. you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or a microwave.
It's the wave of the future.
Right, right. Yeah. 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 Exactly. But, you know, it'd be like a microwave. And he was like, you know, and he goes, and it'd be one of those things where you could just, well, I've never tried this before, right? Like, you know, let me see if I would like it. And then you could put it in your mouth. And then you can spit it out and be like, that tastes like asshole. And then you'd be like, uh-oh, have you been messing with my chemical device again?
That's so funny. I think I would be more inclined to have a device that could actually give me the smell-o-vision.
Okay.
Like, you know, like the smell, like maybe it would like, you know, like emit like a, like an air freshener poof or whatever. And that's like the chocolate cake or
okay.
like that you can
so
smell.
So would
like,
you, but okay, so where's the line? Right, like they have those at Disney, I think, has a few of them now, or some of the theme parks have like 4D
yeah,
movies
yeah, yeah.
where
yeah,
you have the
great.
And like they move yeah. the seats around, but then uh-huh. they like spray you with water uh-huh. and you smell the sweetness.
Oh, it was great, it was so much fun. But, we went on one when we were there on the Ratatouille ride in
okay.
France, and it's
yeah.
like you smelled fresh bread baking,
yeah.
and
yeah.
like then like they were mopping the floor, and you were a mouse and you got splashed with the water,
yeah.
and it was like, ew. You know,
so
like,
so think of like, okay, but like what if you're watching a movie and you're in like a bad part of town and like
it like smells like urine.
Yeah, like you're watching SVU you and you're like be, smells like there's a hooker around the corner, Stabler.
You would be fully immersed in the program.
It smells like crime.
That's right. You have like a crime setting.
It's
Smells like old blood.
It's been a minute since he died.
Oh, I haven't seen my neighbor in weeks.
Yeah. Like, my neighbors would probably be knocking on my door like, what, are you alive? I'd be like, sorry.
The smell-o-vision.
I'm watching smell-o-vision. Ew. I don't like that at all. That is ew.
I've said it so many times. Ew. I'm like, no.
Smell-o-vision. I don't like it. I don't want that.
Never mind. Our dreams are crushed.
Laverne and Shirley, we are not.
No.
Make a lottery.
No.
Okay, so anyways, the one cool thing.
What do you really like? What do you
the cool thing I do like about this is that, okay, so, right, it's going to take, he said, basically, this is the amount of research that's having to go into this is astronomical. Because if you think of how many different flavors.
Like,
well, you just think of how many different flavor profiles there are. Like, from an egg to an egg with cheese.
Well, and the different national cuisines
everything,
and spices.
Right.
And like
so, and so, but what he said was, so while the team is still kind of working and doing all that research, he did say that you can use the device to help determine an early onset of Alzheimer's.
What?
Because he said any form of neurodegenerative disease, so any type of neurodegenerative, so it's just like Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that, he said it affects your ability to taste and smell.
Oh.
But it's gradual and a little bit over time. So he said given your, based on your age, your sex, and your ethnicity, you should be able to tell the difference between the taste of two things. So they would figure out, right? They would be like, okay, are you tasting something bitter? And this is going to be sour. And if you can't choose between the two, that could be an early indicator that you're might have Alzheimer's. And there's a lot of scientific research going around the earlier that you can catch an Alzheimer's. Diagnosis, the more there is that they can do about it to help.
Absolutely.
You know,
I know
curb,
that is a very tragic disease that really is just horrible for people. But can you imagine, like, having to just walk by, like, every day and, like, just test, like, you get sprayed in the mouth, like, you know, like, in your kitchen, like, oh, gotta go do my Alzheimer's test. Like, like the banana.
Still tastes like ass.
Yeah, the banana gets sprayed in your mouth. And you're just like, hmm.
At some point, you're waiting for the day, like you're hoping for the day you taste nothing because you're like, this is gross.
This is so terrible.
So I will say, though, like, again, oh, sorry. That's my time to take my sleep.
I almost told you to turn it off.
I will say, like, so again, I am a texture person. And so I know what fettuccine Alfredo tastes like. And even if let's say it was, I don't know, a blackened chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Right.
Which I still know what that tastes like. But I don't want that in a liquid form.
Like, I envision, like, the way that it gets, like, sprayed in your mouth is, like, kind of like Banaco or, like, mouth spray. You know what I mean?
Like, I think they said it was, like, there's a liquid. It said it squirts in your mouth.
Yeah,
like, to me, that's not a squirt. That's a spray. A squirt is dewage. Like, there's drops of, like.
Dewage.
Like, dew. Like, dew drops.
Dewage.
Is that not a word?
I don't know.
It's like sewage, but it's not.
Sewage in your mouth.
Ew.
So we're going to go with a big fat no on this. Taste of vision is not a thing.
Ew.
Did it have a name? I don't remember.
No, there's no. Still pending.
TM, taste of vision.
Yeah. Mouse squirter 3000.
Mouse squirter.
But they did say, like, right, there's a lot of people that get FOMO on different foods and things like that. Because, you know, and it is. Like, we watch the Great British Baking Show, and I'm like, God, I don't want to taste that.
Yeah,
like,
I
that looks
have
fucking
that.
Delicious.
Well, and I always
you know?
Tell, like, I have conversations with my husband about this. I'm just like, do you think they, like, walk around and, like, try everybody else's?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and, like,
I bet they do. They make enough.
What if you're, like, that one person and everybody's like, nah, I don't want to try yours.
Like,
Paul, like, spit it out.
Yeah.
Like off camera. No.
Fair to
no,
say.
No, I'm actually in that show that would never happen because everybody's just so fucking
They're so nice.
They're so nice to each other, they would still just eat it.
Yeah. They would be like the Rachel in the Friends episode. Like, yeah.
Or no, the Joey in the Friends episode where he's like, I don't know, I love it. I love it.
I'm going to go to the bathroom so I can watch myself eat it.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you guys, yeah, that ends season 10.
Yeah. Nice. This might be the last you hear from us in 2023.
Yeah.
See you next year, dude.
No. Oh. Next year.
Unless we find that last episode. You're a little top heavy over here.
I know. Can. My little can of beer kind of spilled over because my koozie has boobs on it.
It's got boobs on it.
Save the boobsies.
Save the boobsies. It got that in Laughlin. Yeah. But yeah, it's a little top heavy. It actually has boobies on it.
Koozie boobs.
Koozie boobs.
Now we're rambling because it's the end of the season. I don't want to hang up.
I will never let go.
I love you, Ange. I love you so much. Well, anywho. I want to tell all of our friends happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Maybe we can find some fun holiday gifts that you can't live without that we can post over the next couple of weeks.
There you go. Well, and as always, like we've been posting, we have so many great friends that have small businesses or that do things in the community that we can, you know, definitely hype one another up and lift each other up this holiday season and support local, shop small, do your part, like help your friends out, right? Like they're hustling as much as they can. So if you have a small business and you listen to us, please slide into our DMs.
Please.
Super fast.
Yeah. We'll definitely do a, you know, post for post type situation.
Yeah, yeah. And slide down in recognize. There and at underscore so that's a thing podcast on Instagram. Let us know if you do have a small business. We'd love to give you a shout out. Have you do the same. You know, we just want to support one another. So, happy holidays. Rate and review us if you get an opportunity to get out there and do so. And
I think at the end of every season we hug. In the last episode, we hug.
Oh,
we're hugging friends. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys in season 11 for sure.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know how to end this one.
I don't either. Go Taylor Swift.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was a weird year. I mean, I think 2024 is going to be a very interesting year coming up.
I agree.
We'll see how that all goes down.
All right.
And
well,
what kind of country we'll be living in.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to end it with thank you, world, for another wonderful year of podcasts and friends.
Yay! Bye! Bye.